So before we get started, in your life, has God ever kind of just like put you in your place? Yeah? Anyone? Just me? Okay, there, I see some hands, okay? The other day, I was driving in my car, right? And I was in a bad mood, and I was trying to hurry to get somewhere, and I was complaining on the inside, and God kind of did that. He kind of put me back in my place, okay? And what he did was he kind of showed me that, Adam, today might not be going your way. You might be in a bad mood right now, but look at everything that I've blessed you with and get your mind off of your current situation in that moment. And it made me think about Jonah. Jonah was sitting out looking over Nineveh. Nineveh had been saved, not according to what he wanted to happen to them, but God had saved the city of Nineveh. And then he's sitting there under that tree and he's kind of watching to see like, well, maybe he's still going to destroy them, or I just want to see what's going to happen. So he's sitting there, and then God sends that worm, which eats the tree, kills it, and then he loses his shade, and he gets mad once again, right? And God tells him, hey, like, who sent the tree? Who gave you the shade? And Jonah still didn't really get the grasp of it, okay? He didn't really understand it. But God had provided Jonah with that tree. God had given Jonah his health and all that stuff, but Jonah chose to not look at the positive side of life, okay? And that's how I was the other day. I was driving, I wasn't very happy, and God kind of grabbed me and said, hey, look at everything that I've blessed you with. You have your health. You have a beautiful family. You have your dream job. You have all these different things that I've given you. So why don't you get your mind off of what's perturbing you right now and focus on all the good that I have blessed you with. In investing, one thing that they say is zoom out. If you go look at your portfolio, if you invest and you go and look at your portfolio, one day it could be really not looking good, okay? But if you zoom out and you look at all the gains that you've made over the last couple of years, you can say, okay, this 5% loss that I took today isn't that bad compared to the 100% of gains that I've made over the last couple of years. And sometimes in life, we have to do that. We have to kind of zoom out on our chart and say, okay, maybe I've had a bad day. Maybe I've had a bad week or a month or a year. But let me zoom out and see all the blessings that God has given me. Let me look at all the things that he has allowed to happen in my life that are positive and that are good. So that's something I wanted to share with you that God kind of did to me the other day. He kind of slapped me upside the head and said, hey, Adam, look at everything else I've blessed you with and focus on that rather than focusing on the negative that you might have in your life at times, okay? So let me pull something out of my backpack real quick. Don't get nervous. Okay, so the other day I was getting out of my car and we had just picked up our groceries. Does anyone use like the grocery delivery service where you just like pull up and they pack it all in for you? I love that, okay? I do not like grocery shopping, and that's how Haley does it. She says, can I order this? I'm like, babe, just order whatever you want. As long as I don't have to go in the store and walk around and look for it, I'm perfectly fine to pay for it, okay? So she orders the groceries. We go to Kroger, pick up what we need there. We go to Aldi, get what we need there, and we go home, okay? So we're taking the groceries inside, and it was raining. I think this was on Tuesday. And as we're going inside, we're unloading everything, and I saved the case of water for last. And if you've carried a case of water, you know it's not the lightest thing, okay? So I had this case of water, and I'm carrying it inside, and I had this thought. I was like, this is a pretty heavy case of water. And it made me think about, since we moved here, I've lost 50 pounds, okay? And I was thinking about, wow, this case of water isn't 50 pounds, but it's pretty heavy. And I was thinking, what if I had to carry this case of water everywhere that I went? Whenever I come to church, I had to have this case of water. Whenever I go play basketball in the gym with the teens, I had this case of water. Whenever I'm going to bed, I had to hold this case of water. And I was thinking, I didn't really notice, whenever I was 50 pounds heavier, the difference that it makes. I didn't really notice that I was carrying that extra weight. But now that I've lost the weight and I was carrying that case of water, it made me think, look at what has been lost. And look at what it feels like to carry something in your life. Look at it, look whenever you're carrying something, look how heavy it is. look at the burdens sometimes that we carry in our lives, and we kind of put them in our backpack. On my backpack, inside of it is a whole bunch of bricks, just like this, okay? And in our lives sometimes, we carry these burdens, and we carry certain things in our lives, and they weigh us down. And we put them in our backpack, and we carry them along in our lives. And it's weighing us down, and we're trying to go through our everyday and accomplish what God has, but we're being weighed down by something, okay? So let's go ahead and we'll get started with the sermon. We'll turn to the passage of scripture here in a second, okay? So thinking about the types of things that cause us to be weighed down in our lives, the first thing that I think of is fear. Fear is something that can cause us to be weighed down, whether it be what we see on the news or social media, whether it be fear of us not being good enough, whether it be fear of us thinking that people are going to judge us. The devil's going to try to use fear in our lives. And sometimes we can pick up that fear and toss it in our backpack, okay? Sometimes we can pick up that fear and add it to our list of burdens. And it's something that we're carrying that we don't have to carry. Another thing that I think about is shame. Sometimes we carry shame in our lives, right? Sometimes we make bad decisions. And we carry the shame of those bad decisions. We carry the weight of that with us throughout our lives. And as we grow up, as we make decisions, sometimes we don't make the right ones. And we carry that shame with us. Another thing that we carry sometimes is regret. Well, I wish I would have made this decision. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And it's another thing that we just pick up and we add to our list of burdens. Another thing that we're going to look at is worry. Does anyone else in here worry? I tend to worry, okay? If I'm going to do something, I worry about, well, what's the outcome going to be? And most of the outcomes in my mind are like not good things, okay? So sometimes I worry, and I take that worry and I'm carrying it whenever I don't have to carry it. And the last thing is sin. Sometimes we have sins in our lives that we pick up and we carry them with us and we hold on to them. And it's just another thing that's in our bag. It's another thing that's weighing us down and it's holding us back from being able to accomplish what God wants with our lives. It's something that's keeping us from being able to advance further because it's just another of many things that we've added. It's just another burden that we're carrying in our lives, okay? So we can all agree that as we go throughout life, we're going to face a lot of different trials, tribulations. We're going to face a lot of different things that aren't going to be fun. And we have to be so careful not to keep adding those things into our backpack. We have to be so careful not to take those burdens and keep tossing them in. Because the more we toss in, the heavier it's going to get, right? If I wanted to race Luke down there, if I wanted to race Luke, and I had on this backpack, my chances are going to be taken down to beat him in a race, right? Because I have extra weight on myself. If I'm going to walk around with this for the rest of the night, even whenever I'm going home, I'm going to be pretty tired, right? Because I'm carrying something that I don't need to carry. I'm carrying something that doesn't belong to me anymore. And we're going to look into that here in a second, okay? So go to Psalm chapter 103. Psalm 103. And once you make it over there, we'll start in verse 1. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." So going through and reading that chapter, there at the beginning, you see it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. All those things that it's talking about that he saved us from, that God has released us from, sounds like a lot of the things that we're taking and that we're tossing into our backpack. It sounds like he's released us from worry. He's released us from fear. He's released us from the regret. And then whenever you read down here and starting verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's an amazing verse, because if he dealt with us according to our iniquities, we all know where we'd be tonight, right? We'd be in hell. But thankfully, he doesn't deal with us according to that. He looks at us through his son. He looks at us through the price that he paid. And then in verse 11, it says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. So, reading that passage of scripture, that doesn't give us a free pass just to go and sin because he's forgiven it. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what I'm trying to say is that a lot of times in our lives, we take those past regrets or those failures or those things, and we keep them with us for a long time. Sometimes we hold regret over years. I remember whenever I was in high school, okay, I made a bad football play, and we lost the game at the very end because I didn't make the pass, okay? And, like, a trivial thing. But I remember being in college sometimes thinking, like, man, what if I had made a better pass? It didn't matter. But that was something that I carried with me, which was pointless, okay? And sometimes in our lives, we pick up these things and we toss them in our bag and we're carrying them around and they're weighing us down. They're hurting us. God says, hey, I forgave your transgressions. I've forgiven your sin and I want you to keep pressing forward. But too many times we go back and we say, well, Lord, I just can't get this off my mind. And he says, I've forgiven that. And we say, but Lord, I made this mistake a while back. He says, yeah, and you got that right and I forgave it. But we keep going back sometimes to those things. Sometimes we go to the worry and we say, man, I just don't know what God's going to do with this situation. And he says, hey, I've already got it taken care of. I already know what's going to happen. And we're going to talk about this here in a few minutes, but he already knows everything that's going to take place. But we take those worries and we keep tossing them in brick by brick by brick. And it keeps weighing us down and we're getting more slow and we're becoming sluggish in our Christian lives because we're carrying those things with us that we were never meant to carry. God came and he took those things from us. He wants to bear our burdens. He wants to lighten our load, but we have to give those things over to him, which we're about to look at here in a second, okay? So God doesn't intend for us to carry the weight. That's what the second point is. God doesn't intend for us to carry the weight. He doesn't want us walking around with his backpack full of bricks. He wants us to get that off our chest or our back. He wants us to release those things to him because Jesus already paid the price for our sins, correct? It doesn't give us a free pass to do whatever we want, but it doesn't mean that we should keep rolling around in our past mistakes. It doesn't mean that we should keep focusing on what's behind us, because if I'm focused on what's behind me, I'm not going to see what's in front of me. If I'm always looking back at prior things, I'm not going to see what God has for me in the future, okay? And there's countless stories about people in the Bible who made bad mistakes, but they were still able to move forward, okay? King David made a handful of bad decisions, yet he was still the apple of God's eye. I don't read where God calls anyone else the apple of his eye, okay? Moses, okay, made some mistakes. God still used him. Even Samson, okay? God used him in a strange way at the end of his life, but he still took someone who was stubborn, who had a whole bunch of different issues, was prideful, and he still used him in his life, okay? So he doesn't want us to carry those burdens on our back. He wants us to give them over to him. So now let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 5. So I didn't say what the first point was, but the first point was what's causing the weight, and that was the things that I listed about fear, shame, regret, sin, and worry. The second point was God doesn't intend for us to carry the weight. And now the third point is how do we lose the weight? So go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 1 once you make it over there. The elders which are among you, I exhort and am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So this thing about how do we lose the weight, it's kind of a two-part deal, okay? So first we see there in verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God wants us to take the weight of the world that we carry and put it upon him, casting all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. He wants to bear that burden for you. He's asking for you to say, hey, Lord, will you please take this from me? Will you please carry this for me? He just wants us to give it over to him. And we have to be willing to take whatever burdens that we're carrying in our lives. It's going to be different for each and every one of us. But whatever burden you're carrying, he wants you to take that and to give it over to him. He says, enough is enough. You've been walking for however long carrying that on your back. It's been weighing you down. It's been causing you harm. It's been stopping your progression. And he says, give that over to me and live freely. Give that over to me and walk the path that I've given you. And he wants us to cast all of our cares upon him, okay? But like I said, this is a two-part thing. So let's go over to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read verses 28 through 30 once you make it there. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So very familiar passage there. So the first part that we saw there in Peter was that he wants us to cast our cares upon him. And right here we see he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So that would be anyone in here that's bearing a burden. Anyone in here that your backpack has bricks in it and you need to figure out what to do with it. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So we see there that in Peter he says, hey, cast all your cares upon me. And then he says, now, what I want you to do is take my yoke upon you. And you might look at that and say, well, Lord, I just cast all of my cares upon you. I just gave you my burdens, and now you're telling me to take your yoke and to put it upon me? And everyone in here probably knows what a yoke is, right, for animals? So whenever they take the yoke and put it on the oxen or whatever animal they're using, generally it was to keep them in a straight line, keep them next to each other. But a lot of times what they would do was they would take an animal, let's just say oxen, for example. They would take an ox that was strong and another one that was a little bit weaker, pair them together, put the yoke on them, and then make them walk step in step. The littler one, smaller one, wouldn't be able to just give up. If he gave up, he was going to get drugged. And he had to learn how to walk step in step with that bigger, stronger ox. And by doing that, in time, that ox would become strong enough to where he was just like the other one. And then he could come alongside and train other oxen to become just as strong as they were, okay? So Jesus is saying there in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So he's saying what you're going to have to do is we're going to have to take off the yoke that we have, okay, this heavy backpack. We're going to have to cast it to him. Just leave it there. Let him take care of that. And this is Kennedy's backpack. He says, take my yoke upon you, okay? This is much lighter than that backpack full of bricks. As you can see, I can maybe put one brick inside of there. There's nothing in it right now. But this is Jesus' yoke, okay? He says, hey, take mine upon you. It's light. It's easy. It's something that you can bear. And we're going to walk step in step as we navigate throughout life. We're going to walk step in step as I strengthen you in your Christian life. We're going to walk step in step, and whenever we go through a trial, I'll be right there next to you. Whenever you have a struggle, I'll be able to guide you through it. Whenever tragedy comes, I'll be there. Whenever good things happen, I'll be there. And he says, just take my yoke upon you. I'm willing to take whatever burdens you have, whatever struggles you're going through, and I'm willing to take those upon myself, and I'm willing to give my yoke to you so that way we can walk together. Life doesn't always have to be hard, but sometimes we make it hard, right? Sometimes we keep those burdens and we say, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. I don't know what's going to happen in this situation or that situation. And God's saying, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. Whatever it is, he's saying, just give it over to me. Trust me, and I'll see that it ends however he sees fit. Just give it over to me, and I'll take care of that situation. But too many times we say, well, you know what? I guess I already have a lot in here, and I'm just going to keep carrying it. I'll just keep going. Let's see how far I can get. But whenever we try to do things in our own power, we're only going to get so far, right? Whenever we try to do things on our own, we're only going to be so successful. If I went to go run a marathon, I could maybe make it decently far with this on my back. But I'm not going to make it the entire thing, okay? I'm going to pass out. Why? Because I'm carrying this. Now, I probably personally couldn't run a marathon with with the backpack not on. But I'm going to have a much better chance if I had this small thing on, okay? If I'm trying to do something strenuous and I'm wearing this heavy backpack, I'm only going to last for so long. But if I'm wearing Kennedy's little backpack, the yoke is light, I'm going to be able to do whatever I need to do. It's not going to faze me, okay? Just like whenever I was carrying that water the other day, I didn't realize how heavy it was until I had to go from the car inside the house. It was something that was weighing me down. And Jesus is telling you today, he's saying, hey, cast your cares upon me. I want to take all of your burdens, and I want to bear them. And he doesn't just want to take one person's burdens. He wants to take this entire room's burdens. He's capable of that. He's capable of taking everyone's issues and problems and things that we look at and say, oh my goodness, Lord, it's huge. And it's a problem, and I don't think that I'm going to be able to make it through it. He says, yeah, I'll take care of that. Just give it to me. So he wants you to cast your care upon him. And then don't just end there, because I could easily just take off the backpack and say, okay, that's good. I'm done. I've gotten rid of my burden. I feel much better. But he says, then take my yoke and follow me. So if we want to get the full effect of the relief, we can't just take the burden and leave it there. That's a good start. Then Christ wants us to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to follow you wherever you lead me. Wherever you take me, whatever you say, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to follow you in whatever direction. And so the last thing that we're going to look at here is, let's see, it's Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And this passage of scripture right here kind of summarizes why God would want to take our burdens, why he would want to relieve us of those things, okay? So Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for a raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So that passage right there, to me, kind of summarizes how much God cares for us, how much he wants to take those burdens away. We talked a little bit about worry and fear, and sometimes we do get worried. Sometimes we do get fearful, and we wonder how things are going to work out. How are we going to be taken care of? And the Bible says, hey, if God feeds the birds, how much more does he care for us? If he makes sure that the grass is clothed and the flowers have their water and all that stuff, how much more does he care for us? I think about Matilda, the goose out there, okay? She comes back every single year to the same parking lot to give birth. Kind of a weird thing, right? Like, it's a big world. She could go anywhere she wanted to go. But for some reason, God gave that bird the instinct to come back every single year. And he takes care of her. She allows her to have her, what would a baby goose be? Goosling? Gosling. There you go. Her gosling. He allows her to be fed. Whenever I drive by and she's out there sticking her head staring at me, she doesn't look malnourished. She looks very well taken care of. And she can't go to Walmart and buy groceries. She can't do anything like that. But God supplies her needs. So if God cares for Matilda, who sits out there and just waits for her nest to be finished and for her little birds to hatch, how much more does he care for you and I, who he created and who he designed and who he built for fellowship with him? How much more does he want to take our burdens and bear them and help us? How much more does he want to make sure that we don't have any struggles and that everything is okay? So God is there and he's waiting and he's saying, hey, just cast your cares upon me. Take my yoke, follow me, and I'll provide for you. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that everything is okay for you. And one thing that I see interesting here at the end of the chapter, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he's saying there, hey, seek my kingdom and my righteousness, and I'll add all those things to you. I'll make sure that you're okay. But God doesn't really want a one-sided deal. Just kind of like what we talked about with me casting off my burdens. He doesn't want me just to cast off my burdens and leave. He wants me to take his yoke upon me and to follow him wherever he leads. And it's the same way with this. God will provide for us. He will take care of us. I've said it multiple times in here about how David said he's never seen the righteous begging bread, okay? He will provide for us. But he says, hey, there in verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he wants to provide. He wants to take care of us. But he kind of wants to see us give a little bit of effort. He wants us to be sold out for his kingdom. He wants us to be involved in his kingdom business. He wants us to make sure that we are following him, okay? So my challenge to you tonight is, if you have a burden that you're carrying, give it to God tonight. If you have something that's been bothering you maybe for years, take that burden and say, you know what, Lord, I'm giving it to you. Maybe it's a struggle with forgiveness. Maybe somewhere down the line, someone wronged you or someone offended you, and you hold that burden. You say, I can't give that up. I can't forgive that person. God's calling you to say, hey, I can drop this. I can leave this, because he can take care of that. He can solve that situation. Whatever it may be in your life, it's going to be different for all of us. But whatever it is in your life that you're bearing and that you've been carrying and you can feel how much it's been weighing you down, take that burden, cast it to God, take up his yoke, and then follow him, okay? Take up his yoke and go wherever he leads, and he'll provide. He'll make sure everything's okay. But he wants us to give all those burdens to him, okay? So let's pray, and then you'll be dismissed. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for being willing to take all of our burdens and all the pressures of this world, Lord, and to take them upon yourself. The world can be a difficult place sometimes, Lord, to navigate and maneuver through, but we know that with you, Lord, you'll lead us and guide us where we need to go. I ask that you'd help each and every one of us to take the burdens that we're carrying in this life and just to give them over to you, Lord, and to take our to take up your yoke, Lord, and follow you wherever you may lead. Help us just to think on these things. In your name I pray, amen. And with that, you are dismissed.
If you do that to it, they're going to settle.
Yeah.